The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Picture yourself in a living room.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. If you were listening to the ball game and the post game, God love you, and thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
It was a hard listen today.
It was a hard listen. We'll get into that a little bit more in this hour, and then Matt Pauly, who you were listening to doing the post game, will join us in the 4 p.m. hour. Matt had some really good observations there. I want to dive deep with him. Attorney Brad Young is a consistent contributor to KMOX, does lots of fill-ins on the shows, and is with us every Thursday, and evidently just passed out. So... You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, that was me hitting the floor because I was looking at the Johnson & Johnson stock today.
Yeah.
It skyrocketed because of increased sales of baby oil.
Oh, boy. I should have known that you'd have that one geared up. That's a good one. Okay, I like playing this game with you. Let me tell you what I think is happening, and then you tell me where I've gone awry. Sean Combs was found guilty of a couple of prostitution raps. Not your basic, got caught in a sting at a massage parlor, but the Mann Act, transporting people across state lines for the purpose of prostitution. Not an insignificant charge, but nothing like the RICO that could have been life in prison, correct?
Actually, you nailed it.
Hey!
You got it exactly. And some of this we could see from the way the prosecution went. I mean, for example, you mentioned RICO. That was the big daddy of charges here. And unfortunately, and I would really love to talk to prosecutors about this, they didn't put on any evidence of any collusion or conspiracy. There were no other witnesses who testified that they worked with Combs to bring in people to do this and do that. There was none of those witnesses. I mean, imagine if this is a mob trial, you know, you've got to bring in Luigi, the cook, to testify that the mob boss paid him money to help knock off so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get the RICO charges. There were no other witnesses who testified about the conspiracy. So it's really not surprising that he was acquitted when it comes to the RICO charges.
So this would not be a case of double jeopardy, would it, on the RICO charges? Is it have to be convicted, or is it just tried and acquitted? So they couldn't come back for another bite at the apple, even if there was new evidence.
No, they could not. That's it. That's it on the RICO charges. But there are so many different statutes out there, particularly federal statutes, under which you could bring new charges under different statutes if the evidence presented itself.
Yeah.
But I think, I think that the days of prosecuting Diddy at this point are over.
So what's he looking at? I think it's a maximum of 10 years per charge.
Well, he did get convicted of two charges of related to the bringing in of the male escorts, and there was lots of evidence for that. And he was convicted on both of those charges. Each of those have a maximum penalty of 10 years. And I was looking briefly at sentencing guidelines today, and it looks like he could probably get between 4 and 5 years for both of those, because they would be served consecutively. Mm-hmm. You get between 4 and 5 years actually prison time from those two charges. But listen, on the other two, you know, there was lots of evidence from Cassie Ventura, the ex-girlfriend, that was supporting a charge of sex trafficking by force. There was also someone named Jane Doe. We don't know her name. But it's interesting, as you look at these cases over the years with celebrities and their girlfriends, juries are just often reluctant to convict celebrities on sex trafficking because it becomes difficult to determine if the girlfriend was or was not coerced into sex. She testifies she was. The challenges, the cross-examination was, well, you did have consensual sex with him on many occasions, didn't you? Yes, I did. So then it becomes difficult to prove that on these occasions it was forced. And that shows the problem of these types of criminal charges against celebrities.
So, Brad, in about 45 minutes, as I understand it, they're going to have a hearing on bail. His attorneys have gleefully already filed some half-baked motion saying, we'll give you $1 million right now. $1 million. That sounds good. There's a good bail amount. I mean, do you think he's going home tonight?
I don't, because he's going to be serving actual jail time. I mean, I don't see any reasonable scenario where he gets to go home and serve based upon time served and under house arrest. I just don't see that happening. Now, could he be released today? Yes, but I don't think he will be. His defense team, you're right, they've pressed for a $1 million bond. They've also said he'll surrender his passport. He'll have his travel restricted to the federal courts and in his homes in California and Florida. But listen, for him, house arrest, I mean, how bad is that?
Yeah.
So really do think that the judge either will or certainly should reject this idea of releasing him tonight, and they'll keep him in prison.
Okay. Very good, Brad. You're the best. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Any thoughts from the group on Diddy before we move on?
Not really, except to agree with that last part. What's home arrest to
right,
a guy that has you know, an estate? Like, yeah. Oh no, make me stay in luxury.
Yeah.
I mean, if you committed the crimes that you're convicted of, then the sentence should be what I would get or what you would get.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, they should set a sentencing for a couple months from now. He should go back to his prison cell until then. They're going to tell him, like Brad said, okay, you're going to do 4 or 5 years in prison. He will appeal, but he will appeal while he's in prison. Because some people get to appeal and stay out of prison.
Right.
But those aren't typically not disgusting crimes.
And also people with the ability to flee, too, right? I mean,
yeah,
he's super rich. He could be gone in a minute. Remember when he was not there at the raid, right? He was gone for a while.
Right. He was at like Bahamas or Barbados or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a very, very stupid legal question. Okay. It's sort of a general legal question. And I apologize if it is like as stupid as I think it is. When you get convicted of crimes, right, and you're already in jail and they're like, all right, you're guilty of these two things. Now we're going to figure out how long we're going to put you away for. Why is it even a question that you would then get to like just go home?
Like typically it's for something not that serious with someone who's never had any legal issues before. There's nothing prurient about it. There's nothing disgusting about it. It is, we can trust this person. They're an upstanding citizen, like Trump, you know? I mean, he's a convicted felon.
Yeah.
But he's not in jail. They put off his sentencing. That's certainly a different circumstance when you're a former president and possible future president. But yeah, it does. I started to say the frequency with which it happens. I don't know. I would be making that up.
But it wouldn't happen if he was like convicted of a double homicide or whatever.
No, I can tell you this. Common criminals who aren't multi-millionaires don't go home.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just like, okay, chief, you've been in prison awaiting trial. We've had the trial. You're found guilty. You're going back to prison. You can appeal if you want, but good luck.
I get you.
Dave, there had been reports throughout the trial that when certain people were testifying and whatnot, that Sean Combs would kind of look at them and convey like, hey, I know who you are. You better watch your back.
Yeah.
Does that play into, you know, any decision that's being made now as far as like he's not making overt threats, but he's implying something with that kind of behavior?
I don't know that legally a judge would say, I noticed you giving the scratchy eyeball to certain witnesses, so I'm not going to send you home. But judges are people. They're humans. And they develop likes and dislikes for people. This judge heard all of this testimony. I can't imagine this judge thinks much of Sean Combs. That could play into it. Just sort of you're a disgusting person. I don't like you. I don't like the way you conducted yourself in my courtroom. At one point, I had to warn you that I was going to remove you from the courtroom. Remember that? Because he was making faces at people and possibly tampering with witnesses. So, yeah, that could come into it, but probably not officially. That'd be more just a vibe that the judge had.
Okay, this is reminding me of a story I saw the other day. Because, I mean, I think we can all agree that even if he goes home and doesn't really have to serve any time for this, Sean Combs is pretty much done in many social circles, many professional circles, I would think.
You would think. I mean, there were a bunch of people there supporting him. Brad's joke about baby oil is not that far off. A bunch of the people there had big, giant things of Johnson & Johnson baby oil outside the courtroom. What blew me away is there were pictures of women there. Frico does not equal Rico. They were wearing T-shirts supporting Sean Combs, which I can't for the life of me. Unless you are, your last name is Combs, I don't understand why you wouldn't just let it play out.
That is an interesting phenomenon. Like, I know Brian Koberger has, like, several women who are into him and writing him letters. And it's like, how does that happen? Like, what goes on in your life to make you want to do that? But anyway, that reminded me of this story I saw the other day. Kevin Spacey. Also very disgraced because of all the allegations against him. He has declared he will not collaborate with those in Hollywood who judged him guilty. He's like, I don't want to work with you. And I'm thinking, I don't think it's going to be that much of a problem.
Yeah. I think you'll be able to work that out.
Yeah, it's really easy when no one's calling. It's really easy to be like, you know what? I think I'm going to leave you all in the dust.
Yes, please, Kevin. I know I said you're a sexual predator, but do my new movie.
I shan't be doing that.
Doubt that happens. All right, gonna take a quick break. Right back. Happy Wednesday, DGS and KMOX.
Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you caught out the middle man.
Welcome back, DGS.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
DSKMOX. Rach, what is the accountability hot potato for the violence at Pride Fest?
Oh, man, let me get this pulled up. They wrote about this in the Post-Dispatch, I think last night is when I saw it. So everyone's trying to point fingers and say, like, whose fault is it that all this violence broke out in the Grove over Pride? And the police are blaming leaders in the Grove for the Pride weekend violence, saying if they would have had a permit for this event, we would have been able to wand people as they were coming in and out. But there's only so much we can do at this point. Leaders in the Grove are saying, I don't understand why you would say that, because this was not a sanctioned event. We have nothing to do with the downtown Pride Fest that happens at the end of June. People happen to come to the Grove after Pride because it is a neighborhood that's very LGBTQ plus friendly in the St. Louis area. But we were not having some sort of sanctioned festival.
Yeah.
But we did try to. There were several businesses that hired their own private security to try to get a hold on the situation. I just find this kind of thing incredibly discouraging, that we're having public spats about this. Like, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. It's like, okay, well, how are we going to make it better in the future is the only thing I'm really interested in.
Well, I don't understand it even to the degree that you do, obviously, but my gut would be the primary responsibility falls on the idiots.
Yeah.
Whoever those people were, whether there were five of them or 500 of them, when you show up anywhere and you start, you know, standing on cars and doing all the crazy stuff and causing trouble and gunplay and shooting at each other, it's your fault. I tend to sort of side with the people in the Grove. I mean, it's one thing. It's a neighborhood. It's like, say, if people did this in Soulard, saying, well, you should have had permits. Well, no, we're just Soulard. People just show
businesses.
Up. We're just businesses. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's a special weekend in the Grove for Pride Fest, but I didn't think we would need any sort of permits for the police force to keep us safe. Now, I also understand that the police force seems a bit technicality, but to say, like, well, we can't wand people if you don't have permits. Well, you're cops. You have instincts. You can see what's going on, and you've seen this kind of thing happen over and over again. You should have some acumen about it. You should have some police expertise to be able to say, I think this is going to percolate into something bad. Let's call for backup and let's start intervening in this. Again, I don't know jack crap about being a police officer, but that's just kind of the way it hits me.
Yeah. So whose fault was it when the fights were breaking out in Keener Plaza? Whose fault was it when we've got people doing donuts in the intersection outside of police headquarters a year and a half ago or whatever that was? Like, it's, and again, I'm not blaming police. They don't have enough tools. I mean, I think it's very clear that there just aren't enough officers. There just isn't enough. There aren't enough resources to go around. But no, nobody's pointing the blame at the businesses in those areas. Nobody's saying, well, you shouldn't have had businesses at Keener Plaza for whatever reason. I mean, what about last year's 4th of July? Like, I mean, I already brought this up because it's 4th of July this weekend, in case you're not paying attention. So last year's 4th of July got out of hand downtown, and there was a Cardinals game downtown, and people leaving the ballpark were caught up in a lot of the nonsense that was going on.
Which they typically are not.
So whose fault is that? I don't think it's productive to say, well, you should have done this. Mm-hmm. I think what's productive is we got to figure out how we can get control of these situations before one of them goes really badly.
Yes.
Way worse than it's gone so far.
Because it's going to.
Because it's not getting better. And yeah. People still do whatever they... I almost swore. They still do whatever they want in downtown St. Louis. Period. The end. They drive how they want. They behave how they want. And they don't care because nothing happens.
I'm also convinced of something. I'm convinced that the nicer the car you drive, and if you have your license up to date, you're the one who's going to get pulled over.
Of course, because you're the rule follower.
Yes.
Yeah, because they know you'll pull over and you'll pay your ticket. Again, yes. Not blaming anybody. Just saying that, you know, we've let so much go. How do you rein it back in? Because everything has a consequence to it, right? Well, if we start pulling over cars, they're going to run, and then we got to chase them, and we're not allowed to chase. I agree. Those are all problems. But we need to find solutions and not just go, welp, throw our hands up. I guess nobody has to renew their plates anymore. I guess everybody can just do donuts in the intersection and you can take over a whole street just because you feel like, or you can ride all your stupid mini bikes up and down every road and block the highway for, or block the road for people. I mean, I feel like we've just kind of thrown up our hands. Like, well, can't do anything about that. How are you going to bounce back downtown if that's not going to happen?
It feels that way.
I don't hear anybody saying, here's what we need to do. Here's a good plan for this. I don't know, we're going to hire this many people, or we're going to consult with this other city that's done a really good job with similar problems. I don't hear any of that. Doesn't mean it's not happening. But all I hear is, not my fault, not my fault, not my fault. Well, maybe it's not your fault, but maybe there's a solution out there that nobody's bringing up.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Sorry about that. I got steamed.
It happens.
It happens. I pulled a wheeler on him, though. I didn't pay attention to the thing he was saying.
Oh, so
that's
there you
why.
Go.
That's why the conversation took a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just held my arms out like this, like you do, and I just
I like to rest them on the table.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
That's because my laptop's there. It's easy.
So we have a live look from Dave Murray.
Yes.
A busy afternoon and evening with my grandson, so I couldn't be with you live today, but the weather is excellent for this time of year. No weather concerns at all. Humidity level still relatively comfortable for evening plans, and 69 for the overnight. Oh, that's good. Headed into the holiday Thursday, sunny skies. I think we'll start to see a slow buildup in the humidity Thursday afternoon, and the temperatures will come up a little bit. 93 degrees, 73, and kind of humid Thursday night. Friday, 4th of July, sunny. It's hot. It's humid. Maybe a pop late day thunderstorm. Really tough to find, but 95 on Friday. Friday evening for the fireworks, we should be fine, though it will be warm and humid. Much the same on Saturday. Sunny, hot, and humid, mid-90s. A little better chance of a couple of scattered thunderstorms around on Sunday. So it's kind of a classic St. Louis holiday weekend on the way. There you have it. Be with you live tomorrow, guys.
I need to get one of those grandkids. Get you out of work. Wheels, I was thinking about you. I had two things happen today that were interesting. One, I got an email from a guy, a very long email, so I'm not going to read it. But he was making the point that he is a lifelong baseball player. He's a lifelong baseball fan. He has one son who's 14 and under, and another son who's 10 under, both travel teams. And he said it has completely ruined his love of baseball. And he wasn't kidding. He was being serious. He said that the way the kids play today is so ridiculous with, like, the accoutrement and, like, wearing the necklaces and having every pad and every having this and the way they, yeah. like, they'll get salty with the umpires and they'll draw a little line on the dirt. And he's like, it's these are just a bunch of wise-ass babies, and it's just ruined it. And then I was listening to Chris and Amy this morning driving in, and I heard them talk about something that a new study shows that kids are getting so burned out on sports these days that most of them are quitting their sport before we were at an age we would have even started it. Does that make sense?
I kind of get what that where that is. I'd love to see exactly what they're looking at, like which sports, if is it one that's worse than others, that kind of thing. But there's a lot about the youth sports world that is not going great. But almost everything that that guy just listed, that you just listed from that email, is something that parents should be on top of and not anybody else.
Hmm.
If your kid's behavior towards an umpire is happening that way or other, that's a parent thing. If your kid acts that way to another adult, you're letting them. Not necessarily this person. If it's not his kids doing it, right? It might be somebody else's kids doing it. They only have what you buy for them. You can tell them you don't need two oven mitts and six batting gloves and a necklace and a towel out of your back pocket. You can tell them you don't need any of that stuff. We'll get you what you need. You need a glove. You need a bat. You need the shoes. And yeah, you need batting gloves. I mean, like, but we're not. We don't need. You're not going to a fashion show. Everything in that we talk about that tends to get complained about with youth sports is fully under the control of parents. If you don't want to play that much or you don't want to travel that much, don't. Like, you control this. You know, I think that's a big difference. Like, don't act like it's happening to you.
I don't disagree. Clearly, I don't disagree. No one can. But can't you feel the parents out there right now going, you don't know my kid. I don't control this.
No, but I mean, like, I was a kid and I raised a kid and
but I feel for the parents.
I get it. I mean, I came up in the youth baseball world, but it was not this world. It was a completely different set. We had travel ball, but it wasn't like what it is now. That just meant that you played like the other cities that were right around you in a league. That's all it meant. It didn't mean tournaments every weekend and traveling five or six times a summer. It didn't mean any of that stuff. And I get where the email is coming from because it can be hard. I like the thing I get sick of is teams that are going to bring their stupid speaker system to play music between innings and for every walk up and before the game at a quad where there's four fields and everybody's playing their own damn music and you're playing your music so loud I'm in my dugout on the other side and I can't hear myself talk. That I hate. Because that's completely inconsiderate to everyone around you, and it's for your entertainment purposes only.
Surprised there aren't rules against that.
I mean, well, first of all, tournaments don't enforce anything. All they want is anybody's money. They don't care about pitchers pitching too much and injuring themselves. They don't care about who's using the right quality of bat for their age. I don't care about any of those things. They just want your money. And I think that but parents do have to take control to a degree, and you have to cede control in other ways. Like, don't sweat umpires. Leave them alone. If they stink, they stink. Nobody's going to care what your 12-year-old kid's batting average was. Zero people will ever care. If you're the parents in the stands keeping track of your own kid's stats, stop. You're adding stress to you and to them for nothing. Not one college coach will go, what did you hit when you were 12? It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference at all. I deal with this all the time, mostly the kids. Like, was that a hit or an error? I tell them, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares what your batting average was or is. It will never matter.
But I bet they all know it.
Oh, they all kind of do. And I did at the age two. I'm just trying to teach the lesson. Like, this stuff doesn't matter.
It's sad, though, the second part of it, the Chris and Amy part, that kids would be burned out at a younger age than we would have even started Corey League.
That's what I don't understand. Like, how are you getting burned out at eight when most things start at eight? Like, I mean, like, there's T-ball before that. There's little pee-wee stuff that goes on in every sport.
And we're just thinking baseball. I think it's also, like, gymnastics and...
Yeah, yeah. Well, that I can see because those things...
Girls soccer.
Those are things, especially, like, gymnastics, dance. Those are things that start that early, right? Like, you know, and I'm not saying that they don't... that it's not all sports. That's why I wanted to see kind of... how it was laid out, is there one activity or two maybe that stand out from the crowd? Yeah. Maybe it is baseball. Maybe it is that, but like, you're not playing basketball when you're five.
Can I tell you about an even dumber sport?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen sport fishing?
I have seen sport fishing.
Oh, for the love of God, Rach. Have you seen this?
I mean, is it just whenever they do like a TV show yes. about fishing?
No, it's when they're actually competing. And look, I'm going to piss off three people really bad out there, and everyone else is not going to care. But look, we made fun of the bikers the other day for wearing the Lance Armstrong gear when you're going down Kirkwood Road. And I'm in a glass house on this because I'm playing old man baseball, and I'm about to put on a for real uniform and go play next Tuesday. I'm not wearing, you know, cutoffs and a T-shirt. But these guys wear uniforms. And it just, like...
To fish.
Yes, there were. And I get what it is. It's what everything is. It's money. So Triton.
Sponsors, yeah.
Sponsors can put their name on it. But you can put your name on a T-shirt. You look stupid.
Well, what kind of uniforms are they?
They look like a lightweight version of a NASCAR uniform.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them get really mad at each other?
They do look kind of like racing jackets. Yeah. Kinda. Yeah.
What's that?
There's a famous video out there, one of those competitions. These guys got caught.
Oh, with the
wading fishes.
The weighted balls.
Mm-hmm. Like dropping that. And they were like, all these guys are ready to kill the two guys.
Ready to kill them.
I mean, it was pretty heated.
Yeah.
I have an update.
And I get it, by the way. Money's on the line. I get it.
I have an update on the fireworks situation if you guys are interested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Mitch McCoy is the director of public affairs and information for the St. Louis Metro Police Department. He has come out and said, our message is crystal clear. Parents, you will be held responsible for the behavior of your children. There is going to be absolutely no excuse. He says that kids caught with fireworks are going to be detained and held. They're going to call their parents to come pick them up, and the parents will be cited.
I don't believe him.
There are multiple possible citations, possible including contributing to the delinquency of a minor and discharging fireworks.
I will be so happy, and I will eat crow and admit to Mitch that I'm wrong. If one ticket is written, that's enough. I don't think one ticket will be written.
Is it possible to charge someone for a crime that they didn't actually commit?
I mean, contributing to the delinquency of a minor is, but you're actually committing something in that you're allowing your minor to be somewhere doing something they're not supposed to do. But that would be, I mean, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just a ticket, too. It's not a criminal offense.
Yes.
I mean, I guess it technically is, right?
And it would be tough to prove. I mean, there are plenty of people living out in the county whose kids sneak out and go out carousing, doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, we're going to Timmy's house, but really you're doing something else.
You're not
going
to charge someone in Ladue with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And if you're not, then you shouldn't do it to a kid who's from the inner city.
No.
Or a parent from the inner city.
No.
As much as I want to see people held responsible, don't make empty threats. You're not going to write those tickets.
I mean... And I mean, if this is why I keep asking the question about presence and how many people are going to be around. So let's say squad car pulls up and 25 kids run. Because if you're rolling around, I've seen the videos. I mean, they're groups of like 20, 25 kids, and they're doing things that they think are fun. They're shooting fireworks at each other, right? They're having these battles. And it's adults doing those things too, by the way. It's not just kids. But then they scatter. So then what? Do you have the bodies to round them up? Ask for their ID? I mean, again, great. I think it. You know, I'm all for whatever you can do.
I think, I hate to say this, but it just doing the mathematics, it seems like something really bad is going to have to happen. And that could be someone dies and then we get serious about it. Or it could be the police get serious about it and they arrest 50 people. And 50 families have to go through this. Maybe that causes the next people to not do it.
Mm.
But I don't think it's going to be, even if I'm wrong and they do write a half a dozen tickets, that's not going to do it.
So
and don't get me wrong, because I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I want to see something done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just very skeptical about it actually happening.
Yeah, it's fair. It's a fair skepticism. So this is not about the police in any way. This is totally separate. But we had the girl, Janae Edmonds, lose her legs down the street. What has changed as a result of that? I mean, I know that the person driving that car was out on house arrest and had violated house arrest a bunch of times. That was under the Kim Gardner watch. Stuff wasn't being enforced. So I'm sure that Gabe Gore's changed how that works. Yeah. We haven't heard the same complaints. But what has changed about traffic patterns or enforcement or anything in downtown St. Louis?
Yeah, nothing that I can see.
See, when you're out, I do the false start maybe four or five times a show.
Do you?
Like, I'll start, and I'm like, idiot, turn on your microphone.
Headlines?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Paramount is going to pay $16 million in a settlement with Donald Trump over 60 Minutes. This interview with Kamala Harris... as part of the agreement, 60 Minutes will also release transcripts of future interviews with eligible U.S. presidential candidates. You know that Trump accused 60 Minutes of altering her interview, basically making her look better than she actually did. And they have decided to settle for $16 million.
And you know the backstory, right? So there's this woman who owns it, who has a big, giant payout coming, and she thinks that Trump will hold that up, that he will somehow use the FCC to keep her from getting her giant, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars payout and Redstone. And so that's why all the trades are saying that they're making it happen. So the people at CBS are really pissed because they don't think they did anything wrong, but she's willing to pay 16 to get 100. So...
as long as she's happy, right?
As long as she's happy.
Kanye West is banned from Australia over a recent single which glorifies Nazism and Adolf Hitler. It follows earlier anti-Semitic remarks made by Kanye West online. So that guy's still in the news, never for anything good.
Yeah.
The Mayo Clinic's AI tool is able to identify 9 dementia types, including Alzheimer's, with just one scan. And this tool achieved a 88% accuracy rate in identifying these dementia types.
Man, I love hearing this and I hate hearing this. As someone who has the genetic markers for Alzheimer's, and both my mom and dad had dementia when they passed away, and my dad not that much older than me, 16 years older than me, I love every medical advance we make, but I think you guys will get this. When I hear, like, there's a blood test, I'm like, I don't want to take it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they say, like, they can... that you have Alzheimer's 20 years before you show your first symptoms. But if there's a way to show it, like, yes, you're going to get diabetes in 10 years. Ugh. Would you want to know?
I think I would want to know, yes. Just to be able to prepare.
Yeah.
And maybe do whatever you can to slow it.
Yeah. Which I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I try now. But you know what sucks about this, and there may be other people out there in the audience who are in the same position I am, is that when you are 60, you have brain farts. You just do.
Yeah. You have that when you're 50, yeah.
Right. But when I was 50, every brain fart wasn't, here, there it is.
I get you. Yeah. It wasn't
there it is.
In your dome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 One more story here before we have to go to break. Krispy Kreme is giving away free donuts on July 4th. All you have to do is dress the part. They're giving away a free original glazed donut to customers wearing red, white, and blue on July 4th. Limited to one donut per person, but there's no purchase necessary.
Nice. Good for Krispy Kreme.
Got to break out my collection of hats and fake mustaches.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.